Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Derek Osborne and Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Emily Hudson, and this is another edition of the Intel on AI podcast. We are missing our co-host, Derek Osborne, who is out on paternity leave. So congratulations, Derek. Also, I want to apologize in advance. Now that winter is coming, I've caught a little bit of the crud that's going around here in Portland. So if I sound stuffy, that's why. Today, our guest is David Talby, the CTO of John Snow Labs. Welcome, David.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So tell me a little bit about John Snow Labs and the challenges you're trying to solve.
John Snow Labs is a healthcare AI company. So what we do is we help teams and companies who are trying to build kind of real-world machine learning, deep learning, NLP systems in healthcare, and basically help them get to market faster. We do this in two ways. One thing we have is the healthcare AI platform, which is just recently won AI platform of the year by CIO Applications, which is an end-to-end platform going from data integration, data discovery and visualization, building models, pushing models to production, and then managing them in production. The platform is Kubernetes-based, so you can deploy it anywhere. And most importantly, it's been hardened time and time again with several hundred controls that are critical when you need to be able to process PHI, either by your data scientist as part of the kind of the learning process or in production when doing inference. So this is a platform we have deployed at Kaiser Permanente, Roche, and several other large healthcare providers and pharma companies. The other thing we do is we are very well known for natural language processing in healthcare. So we are the team behind the open source Spark NLP project, which has now become the most widely used NLP library in the enterprise and implements several state-of-the-art deep learning algorithms in that space. And on top of it, we have Spark NLP for healthcare, which does the same for biomedical NLP. As a result, we've been involved in delivering several very interesting projects around clinical decision support, matching patients to clinical trials, optimizing revenue cycle optimization, and being able to stratify patient risk based on clinical notes.
Excellent. You know, I feel like we have seen a lot of AI usage models in healthcare, but I actually haven't seen that many that are using natural language processing. So that's really fascinating. Can you talk a little bit about those NLP algorithms that you're using for the information extraction and sentiment analysis?
So natural language processing in healthcare is almost a separate problem than general NLP. Even in the research community, kind of biomedical NLP and clinical NLP is a separate study, separate kind of conferences, you know, journal papers, community. And a lot of it happens because healthcare is basically a different language. If you look at clinical notes, the vocabulary is different, the grammar is different, the meaning and the structure of the content is different, whether you're looking at genomic reports, radiology reports, pathology reports, EMR data, CCD documents. So you really need to be able to understand healthcare, understand clinically what things mean, why are they there, and what they mean for a patient. So definitely it's a different set of algorithms. We basically have separate teams. We have one team of people who productize and scale deep learning algorithms for general NLP, so spell checking, name entity recognition, sentiment analysis, and we have a separate team that does the same for healthcare. So clinical entity recognition, matching entities to clinical ontologies, de-identification, negation detection, even OCR and spell checking are specific to healthcare. And the reason NLP is so important in healthcare is that for most practical applications of AI in general, the actual data that you're looking for is trapped in text. So for example, when we worked with Roche and they were looking to be able, for example, to recommend clinical guidelines for oncology patients, they analyzed the different data fields that are needed to actually be able to make that recommendation and discovered that out of 300 fields, about two-thirds of them only existed in free text notes. And that's fairly common. So if you're looking to do any kind of risk stratification, clinical trial matching, clinical guidelines matching, or even kind of really just to understand what's going on with your patient, in real healthcare, if you talk to doctors, most of the information they actually care about clinically is in the notes, and you must have a way to get it out of there.
Now, switching a little bit, for those of us who know nothing, what is the Spark NLP platform that you're running on, and how is that helping make AI reality in the healthcare space?
So Spark NLP at its core is an open source library built on top of Apache Spark. So every Spark NLP pipeline is a Spark ML pipeline. We use the same pipeline abstraction and concept. What this means is that all of the NLP algorithms, and Spark NLP implements the full range of NLP algorithms. So we have a tokenizer, stemmer, Lemmatizer, part of speech tagger, name entity recognizer, sentiment analyzer, spell checker, and a set of other algorithms. All of them are written from scratch in Scala to work directly on top of Spark data frames. So compared to other libraries, there is zero copying of memory, kind of zero overhead in terms of actually running the algorithms. Another benefit that you get is that all of those algorithms basically natively scale. So whether you're running them on a single machine or you're actually scaling it to a Spark cluster, basically the exact same code will scale and will work. The third thing we did, also just performance-wise, we have actually have an optimized build, for example, for Intel. So in contrast to older libraries, we can actually take advantage of the latest and greatest really hardware and processors that are available. So basically by relying on Spark, you know, we build basically right now the only library, the NLP library that can distribute across a cluster. And what we've also seen in kind of published benchmarks is that on a single machine, we get between 1 and 2 orders of magnitude of speed up compared to older libraries like, you know, Spatio or Stanford NLP.
You touched a little bit about on this already, but I'd like to hear more about how the Intel technologies are helping you speed up NLP faster for the enterprise.
Definitely. So we've optimized the platform, both the AI platform and Spark NLP, so basically the latest of Intel's hardware and software. On the hardware side, what we most take advantage of is the new Xeon processors, the Cascade Lake processors, which have some of the embedded deep learning instructions kind of at the processor level. And on top of it, Intel has built a software that takes advantage of those innovations. So NKL, NKLDL, and the Intel-tuned TensorFlow. All of those basically as building blocks within the AI platform when we distribute kind of Spark jobs, as well as within Spark NLP itself. And we've seen very significant speed-ups compared to older processors, and we've seen better performance, both kind of runtime performance and definitely cost performance when we're comparing to NVIDIA chips.
Excellent. Well, we love hearing about people that are using Intel Xeon scalable processors to maximize their return on investment. And really, one of the benefits, I think, is that they are so widely available. Now, talk to me a little bit about how does your application work? Is it cloud-based? How do customers access it?
So because we serve healthcare and pharmaceutical customers, and security, privacy, the legal ability or the desire to share data is always a concern, we do not operate as a service. What we do is we license software. The software runs on the customer's cloud or on the customer's, you know, on-premise infrastructure. We usually do it as a managed service in the sense that we do deploy the software for the customer and we can kind of manage it and optimize it. But the software always runs on the customer servers. Right now we have deployments on-premise, on AWS and on Azure in terms of production deployments. But the customer is guaranteed that the data kind of never leaves their sphere of control and never shared with us or with any other company.
That makes sense because, of course, in healthcare, you know, data privacy and security is such an important consideration. You know, I understand that you were selected by CIO Applications as your 2019 AI Platform of the Year winner. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that award and what you were recognized for?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, we were very proud of that award. And by the way, a few months earlier, we were also recognized by another magazine as AI Solution Provider of the Year. So we're very grateful. The calls and tests that both of these teams did were in two areas. One is customer success. So they called the customers and they asked about us and how well we do. And I think one of the things that made an impact is that I think we're one of the earliest teams that are kind of focusing on healthcare and life science and have a number of kind of real production deployments that need to work kind of with real noisy data on real privacy and security concerns and actually applying machine learning and deep learning in a successful way. So that was definitely a big deal. The other thing they looked at was the technology itself. And there also, because Spark NLP is an open source project, it's very easy to validate whether, you know, just the fact that we're actually using kind of the latest and greatest deep learning technologies, the latest papers, so, you know, 2017, 2018, 2019 papers that were the first to productize. And I think the combination of that kind of proven customer success and the state-of-the-art technology that's actually applied in the field was kind of what did the trick to get that nice recognition.
So I think that will give our listeners a little bit of a clue about the name of your company. It's actually not honoring a very popular fantasy series of books, but it's actually related to a 19th century London physician, correct?
Yes, correct. Popular fantasy series that we highly recommend aside. The company is named after Dr. John Snow, who is a physician in Victorian London. What he's most well known for is stopping a cholera outbreak in Soho in London in 1854. And the way he did it was by building a map, collecting data, and building a map that shows where all the people who died lived. Out of that, he was able to zero in on one water well and deduce that that was contaminated. And by disabling that water well, basically the output ceased. The big insight at the time wasn't that specific well. The big insight was basically the fact that cholera was waterborne, which was not widely agreed on at the time. And that's really one of the first examples in history of using data to improve public health. And Dr. John Snow is actually widely recognized as one of the fathers of epidemiology of public health until this day. So that is an inspiration.
That is a great inspiration. And I think, honestly, that would make a very compelling miniseries as well.
Yes, actually, there's a fantastic book called The Ghost Map, which tells the story. And it's a pretty amazing story. How London lived that way, you know, about public panic, about evidence-driven medicine versus guesswork, and how you actually work to improve public health in a, you know, in kind of this noisy real-world setting.
You know, it's interesting to think how far we've come in public health from John Snow's days. But with AI technology, we'll be looking back at today and saying, I can't believe they did it that way. We've come so much farther. And I suspect that may be the case. I have one final question before we go. I understand you're a member of the Intel AI Builders program. Could you speak about that for a minute?
Yeah, we are proud members of the Intel AI Builders program, and been a great partnership for us, both in terms of just technology, kind of having access to understand what's available and what's the latest of greatest, so that we can integrate and make the technology available to our customers faster. That was one thing. The other thing was really helping us with marketing. So we've been presented case studies at two events that Intel has organized, and there was definitely some other kind of matchmaking with potential customers that Intel helped us arrange. So definitely has been a very successful partnership on our side.
I'm so happy to hear that. For listeners who would like to know more about John Snow Labs and what you're doing, where should they go?
The starting point would be our website, www.johnsnowlabs.com. And if you'd like to get in touch, the email is info@johnsnowlabs.com. And there's also ways to schedule time to speak with us on the website.
Excellent. David, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. And I look forward to hearing more about John Snow Labs and where you take the field of data mapping for healthcare.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks again, David, for joining us. And thanks, everyone, for listening. This is Emily Hudson, and this has been Intel on AI.